Listen to God's Word for March 29th. Today's reading is Joshua 21 and 22. May God bless this reading of His Word. Joshua 21. Now the family heads of the Levites approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the other tribes of Israel at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, and said to them, "The Lord commanded through Moses that we be given cities in which to live, together with pasture lands for our livestock." So by the command of the Lord, the Israelites gave the Levites these cities and their pasture lands out of their own inheritance. The first lot came out for the Kohathite clans. The Levites, who were descendants of Aaron the priest, received 13 cities by lot from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The remaining descendants of Kohath received 10 cities by lot from the tribes of Ephraim, Dan, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The descendants of Gershon received 13 cities by lot from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. And the descendants of Merari received 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites allotted to the Levites these cities, together with their pasture lands, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. From the tribes of Judah and Simeon, they designated these cities by name to the descendants of Aaron from the Kohathite clans of the Levites, because the first lot fell to them. They gave them Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, with its surrounding pasture lands in the hill country of Judah. Arba was the father of Anak. But they had given the fields and villages around the city to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as his possession. So to the descendants of Aaron the priest they gave these cities together with their pasture lands: Hebron, a city of refuge for the manslayer; Libna, Jatter, Eshtemoa, Holon, Deber, Ayin, Jutta, and Beth Shemesh, 9 cities from these 2 tribes, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin they gave them Gibeon, Geba, Anathoth, and Almon, 4 cities, together with their pasture lands. In all, 13 cities, together with their pasture lands, were given to the priests, the descendants of Aaron. The remaining Kohathite clans of the Levites were allotted these cities. From the tribe of Ephraim, they were given Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, a city of refuge for the manslayer; Gezer, Kibzaim, and Beth-horon, 4 cities together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Dan, they were given Eltika, Gibbethon, Aijalon, and Gath-rimmon, 4 cities together with their pasture lands. And from the half-tribe of Manasseh, they were given Taanach and Gath-rimmon, 2 cities together with their pasture lands. In all, 10 cities together with their pasture lands were given to the rest of the Kohathite clans. This is what the Levite clans of the Gershonites were given. From the half-tribe of Manasseh, they were given Golan in Bashan, a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Beeshterah, 2 cities together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Issachar, they were given Kishion, Dabarath, Jarmuth, and Engamin, 4 cities together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Asher, they were given Mishal, Abdon, Helkath, and Rehob, 4 cities together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, they were given Kedesh in Galilee, a city of refuge for the manslayer; Hamath Dor, and Kartan, 3 cities together with their pasture lands. In all, 13 cities together with their pasture lands were given to the Gershonite clans. This is what the Merarite clan, the rest of the Levites, were given. From the tribe of Zebulun, they were given Jokneam, Karta, Dimna, and Nahalal, 4 cities together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Reuben, they were given Bezer, Jahaz, Kedemoth, and Mephaeth, 4 cities together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad they were given Ramoth in Gilead, a city of refuge for the manslayer, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, four cities in all, together with their pasture lands. In all, 12 cities were allotted to the clans of Merari, the remaining Levite clans. For the Levites, then, there were 48 cities in all, together with their pasture lands, within the territory of the Israelites. Each of these cities had its own surrounding pasture lands. This was true for all the cities. Thus the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to give their fathers, and they took possession of it and settled in it. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. None of their enemies could stand against them, for the Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel had failed. Everything was fulfilled. Joshua 22. Then Joshua summoned the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and told them, "You have done all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, and you have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. All this time you have not deserted your brothers up to this very day, but have kept the charge given you by the Lord your God. And now that the Lord your God has given your brothers rest as he promised them, you may return to your homes in the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you across the Jordan. But be very careful to observe the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them and sent them on their way, and they went to their homes. To the half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given land in Bashan, and to the other half, Joshua gave land on the west side of the Jordan among their brothers. When Joshua sent them to their homes, he blessed them, saying, "Return to your homes with your great wealth, with immense herds of livestock, with silver, gold, bronze, iron, and very many clothes. Divide with your brothers the spoil of your enemies." So the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh left the Israelites at Shiloh in the land of Canaan to return to their own land of Gilead, which they had acquired according to the command of the Lord through Moses. And when they came to Goliath near the Jordan in the land of Canaan, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an imposing altar there by the Jordan. Then the Israelites received the report, "Behold, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar on the border of the land of Canaan, at Goliath near the Jordan on the Israelite side." And when they heard this, the whole congregation of Israel assembled at Shiloh to go to war against them. The Israelites sent Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, to the land of Gilead, to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With him they sent 10 chiefs, one family leader from each tribe of Israel, each the head of a family among the clans of Israel. They went to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead, and said to them, "This is what the whole congregation of the Lord says. What is this breach of faith you have committed today against the God of Israel, by turning away from the Lord and building for yourselves an altar, that you might rebel against the Lord this day? Was not the sin of Peor enough for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day? It even brought a plague upon the congregation of the Lord. And now would you turn away from the Lord? If you rebel today against the Lord, tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. If indeed the land of your inheritance is unclean, then cross over to the land of the Lord's possession, where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and take possession of it among us. But do not rebel against the Lord or against us by building for yourselves an altar other than the altar of the Lord our God. Was not Achan son of Zerah unfaithful regarding what was set apart for destruction, bringing wrath upon the whole congregation of Israel? Yet it was not only Achan who perished because of his sin. Then the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered the leaders of the clans of Israel, "The Lord, the Mighty One, is God. The Lord, the Mighty One, is God. He knows, and may Israel also know. If this was in rebellion or breach of faith against the Lord, do not spare us today. If we have built for ourselves an altar to turn away from him and to offer burnt offerings and grain offerings on it, or to sacrifice fellowship offerings on it, may the Lord himself hold us accountable. But in fact, we have done this for fear that in the future your descendants might say to ours, 'What have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us and you Reubenites and Gadites. You have no share in the Lord.' So your descendants could cause ours to stop fearing the Lord. That is why we said, 'Let us take action and build an altar for ourselves, but not for burnt offerings or sacrifices. Rather, let it be a witness between us and you and the generations to come, that we will worship the Lord in his presence with our burnt offerings, sacrifices, and peace offerings. Then, in the future, your descendants cannot say to ours, 'You have no share in the Lord.' Therefore, we said, 'If they ever say this to us or to our descendants, we will answer, Look at the replica of the altar of the Lord that our fathers made, not for burnt offerings or sacrifices, but as a witness between us and you. Far be it from us to rebel against the Lord and turn away from him today by building an altar for burnt offerings, grain offerings, or sacrifices other than the altar of the Lord our God, which stands before his tabernacle.'" When Phinehas the priest and the chiefs of the congregation, the heads of Israel's clans who were with him, heard what the descendants of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh had to say, they were satisfied. Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, said to the descendants of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, "Today we know that the Lord is among us, because you have not committed this breach of faith against him. Consequently, you have delivered the Israelites from the hand of the Lord." Then Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, together with the other leaders, returned to the Israelites in the land of Canaan and brought back a report regarding the Reubenites and Gadites in the land of Gilead. The Israelites were satisfied with the report, and they blessed God and spoke no more about going to war against them to destroy the land where the Reubenites and Gadites lived. So the Reubenites and Gadites named the altar Witness, for they said, "It is a witness between us that the Lord is God." Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.